Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today I'm talking about you don't have to beat someone up to win. You don't have to beat someone up to win. So from a fighting point of view, back in my karate days, if you were a higher belt than your opponent, or if you had more experience than your opponent, or if ultimately you were winning easily, you wouldn't take the opportunity to showboat unless you were of weak character and that's what you took joy in, decimating people of a lower standard. But it generally showed a weak characteristic because the people that were participating in that type of beating up an opponent who wasn't as skilled as them were the same ones that when they were up against an opponent who was equal to them or better, they absolutely crumbled. So it 100% was a weak sign of character. And some considered high profile martial artists had very much that temperament. I won't make any mention any names. I won't make it controversial right now. Maybe I will in the future. But if you were that type of a person, then it was considered more, this is more so back in the day, current times are a little bit different, but still, when it comes to fighting, if there's a mismatch and you know you're way better than your opponent, you really won't do as much damage to that opponent as you possibly can to get the win, because you know you're going to get the win, unless it's an extremely personal or it's a grudge match, then, I mean, all bets are off. But as I said, in my karate days, if you were up against somebody, if you were a black belt and you were fighting somebody stepped up, but there wasn't enough people in your division, or for whatever reason, and they were only an orange belt, or they were a lot lower down, or they were younger than you were, you most definitely wouldn't beat them up to get the win. So, do you know what is exactly the same? Whether you like it or not, we're all in sales. Every one of us is a salesperson. We're always trying to sell something, whether it's sell ourselves or sell an item or sell within our jobs, or whether you realize it or not, we're all in some type of sales, or sales is something that's important to us. Now, a lot of people don't like that word because they think of sales as something that's manipulative, and it's absolutely not. And this is my point. So to get the win, you don't have to beat somebody up. It can be and should be a win-win situation. So one of the worst business books I ever read, and again, I won't make it controversial, so I won't actually mention who the author is and what the book is, but one of the worst business books I ever read was regarding when your opposition in business or in competition, but specifically business, was on the ropes and was in dire straits of needing the sale, and need that you kick them when they're down and you absolutely punish them and you absolutely beat them up and get the best deal and essentially rip them as much as you possibly can to get the sale. So you absolutely beat them up to win. And it's not a philosophy I agree with, because I don't agree with closing the sale. What I believe is opening the relationship. Why would you close a sale and do a one-off when you can open a relationship? So most people that I'm involved with, most of my customers, my students, my clients, are long-term people. People that have trained with me for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, even 20 years. And I'd say the majority of people that I train with are training with me longer than 5 years. So I would definitely want to have a relationship with the people that I'm doing business with and that are giving me custom. Because what is the price? What is the price of a student? What is the price of a customer? What is the price of a client? Well, if you close the sale and you literally are that narrow-minded that it's not a win-win situation and you literally take the cash, make a quick sale as much as you can, rip them as much as you can, overvalue what you've done or overvalue what you're selling, take the money and run, then that's it. That sale is over for you with that person and with whoever else they come into contact with. So it's not the way to do business. From a personal point of view, I've bought a fair few cars throughout my life. Me and my family have bought many cars throughout our driving history. Not all brand new, of course. Varying different degrees of cars and commercial vehicles for business or for personal. And nearly every single time I've done a sale with somebody, the person, the car salesperson, has taken the money and gone, never see them again. They never turned around and said to me, look, in 2 years' time, 3 years' time, you're going to be wanting to upgrade this car. You're going to be wanting to trade it in. Give me first option. If you give me first option, if I can't accommodate you, then no problem. But give me the first option to be able to trade that car in that I've just sold you off another car that I'm going to be selling. And not only that, but if you send me any of your family and friends, because I've looked after you, I will also look after them and I will actually give them an added discount and I will give them over and above customer service because you're now a customer of mine. No one has ever said anything like that to me. They've never opened up the relationship. They have closed the sale, which is probably why I've ended up purchasing vehicles from many different people. And it's very rare for me to go back to the same place twice because of that mentality. And I do think it's very... Now, I'm not saying everybody's like that. I'm not saying every car dealer is bad. I've met some bad ones. I'm not saying that it's like that all the time. And I hope that you have a good car dealer and I hope that you have... good business people in your life and people that you do business with, because it should be a win-win. If it's not a win-win, you're not going to progress forward to the next sale. And I do think you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. So when it comes to business, when it comes to personal life, when it comes to fighting martial arts, you definitely don't have to beat up the person to get the win. You want to get the win, but if it can be mutually beneficial, then that is 100% the way to go. So have a think about that the next time you're concluding doing any type of business. Are you looking to get any kind of a deal? Are you looking for new customers? Are you looking to make any sales? Are you reluctantly selling because not everybody thinks of themselves as a salesperson? Have a think about it. It should be a win-win. So if you were selling yourself off to somebody else, it should be even airtime. It shouldn't just be you selling yourself. That goes for relationships. Imagine meeting somebody and they were just trying to take all the airtime and weren't bothered sharing the airtime, and it wasn't a win. They were just selling themselves so hard, you never even got to say a word. Now, they probably think you're the soundest person they ever met because you just listened to them. But really, a win-win on both sides is an even enough split. So make sure that's the way you look at these deals, and then you will have a long relationship with these people. And ultimately, if finance is your goal, ultimately you will make more money. But the better service you provide and the better deals that you make, the more deals you'll be able to make with that person in the future, or that business in the future. So have a think about it in your life. You don't have to kick someone when they're down. We can all do well. We can all win. We can all get ahead. Your success isn't to the detriment of my success. My success isn't to the detriment of your success. We're all in the human race together, and we can all get on and we can all help each other up. Have a think about that. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.